Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jewajong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 16, 14 to 17. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 14 to 17. But the time is coming, says the Lord, when people who are taking an oath will no longer say, "As surely as the Lord lives, who rescued the people of Israel from the land of Egypt." Instead, they will say, "As surely as the Lord lives, who brought the people of Israel back to their own land from the land of the north and from all the countries to which he had exiled them. For I will bring them back to this land that I gave their ancestors. But now I am sending for many fishermen who will catch them," says the Lord. "I am sending for hunters who will hunt them down in the mountains, hills, and caves. I am watching them closely, and I see every sin. They cannot hope to hide from me." My theme for reflection is the God who goes fishing for runaways. The God who goes fishing for runaways. If your life had a navigation app, would it keep saying, "Recalculating"? Jeremiah 16, 14 to 17 is that unexpected reroute. After miles of judgment, the map suddenly lights with a new route home. Once Israel's defining story was the exodus from Egypt, now God promises a greater homecoming from the land of the north, so unforgettable it will rename their history. The problem is painfully clear. Sin has made life east of Eden feel permanent. Exile has become normal, and God's people have learned to hide. But God, who both names our evictions and authors our returns, says, "I am sending for many fishers and many hunters, and my eyes are on all their ways." The image is cut two ways. Fishers and hunters sound like search parties and summons officers at once. Mercy that pursues and justice that will not be fobbed off with excuses. Nothing is hidden. The Lord sees the path we take, the idols we clutch, the harm we normalize. Yet the shock of the passage is not surveillance. It is promise. God's gaze is not the glare of a tyrant, but the steady look of a father who refuses to lose his children. Exile is not our final address. Redemption in Jeremiah's imagination is concretely a return. Feet on soil, neighbors reunited, houses rebuilt. Judgment is eviction, salvation is homecoming. And God is still the main actor. He interrupts the doom scroll with a vow, "I will bring them back." He sends the searchers. He knows every ravine where we have strayed. In the wider oracle, even the nations are caught up. People who inherited lies will discover the Lord who is truth, and they will come. The one who sees all our ways is also the one who makes a way. For us Christian people, this hope sharpens around Jesus. He is the true Exodus and the new Joshua, and one who calls fisher disciples because he himself is the fisher of exiles. He is also the hunter of grace who tracks us through the thickest of shame, ideology, and despair. Not to corner us, but to carry us home. As Tim Keller liked to say, "You are more sinful than you ever dared believe and more loved and accepted in Christ than you ever dared hope." That is Jeremiah's double edge, law and gospel in a single sentence. So what does this mean for us today? First, name your exiles. The places you have settled far from God, habits that numb, narratives that lie, identities that shrink you. Second, expect pursuit. God's fishers may look like a friend's text, a scripture you can't shake, a hunger you can't satisfy elsewhere. Third, join the search. If God is gathering runaways, then the church is a net, not a club. Wide, rational, patient. We do not scold the lost. We go looking because someone came looking for us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I inherited lies that keep me far from the Father about God, myself, and others? Number two, and how might I become a fisher in God's hands this week for one person who feels far from home? And now our practical exercise. Draw a simple return map at the top right. How with the Lord? Along the margin, list two lands of the north in your life. Now write one small step of return for each confession to make. Call to place. Scripture to pray. Perhaps Psalm 27. Neighbor to invite to your table. Pray over the map and take one step before nightfall. Pursuing God, whose eyes are on all our ways, thank you that exile is not our destiny. Expose the lies we have inherited. Interrupt our detours and send your fishers and hunters of grace to gather us in Christ. Make your church a net of mercy and hasten the day when every prodigal finds the door open and the table set. Through Jesus, our way home, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.